Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Val again from the Side Room Podcast, doing another side cast over here. And this one's a little bit different. I'm trying to get out of my comfort zone, and this was kind of requested in a way by a person that was on our page named Ashley. She kind of wanted to do something a little bit more out of the norm, do something more in comedy. So she kind of requested a couple of things that she's seen already, and I felt like, you know what, I kind of don't want to really review something that people have already seen, because it kind of, you know, it doesn't give them that taste it, or I want to go see it, or I don't want to see it aspect of things. So I kind of went a little bit different direction. I took her advice, but also I wanted to do something different. So what I did over here is I jumped on Netflix, and I kind of wanted to review the new comedy special by Marc Maron called Marc Maron Too Real. And if you don't know who Marc Maron is, he's pretty awesome. I mean, he's been out for years. I mean, he's in famous movies like Almost Famous. He's a great comedian. Just recently, he was on the Netflix series called Glow, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. It's a great series. I would recommend that to anybody if you love pro wrestling, or if you just love the aspect of women being more empowered when it comes to cinema or anything in general. So yeah, this was pretty fun. I mean, in my opinion, I love Marc Maron. He's cynical, he's depressed half the time, but you know what, his attitude really describes who I am. My dad's character, my brother's character, Daniel, I mean, we're all the same kind of people. We are very, very, very moody people, very emotional people, very cynical people half the time as well too. We're all over the place, and we have an fucking attitude most of the time. And this was a special. I mean, it was just him jumping from different things, going from politics, going from questioning life, questioning his own mortality of being at the age of like 53, 55, 56, you know, just not dealing with certain things. He's at that age where, you know what, mortality is creeping upon him, and he's gonna have time for shit. So does he get into new shit? Does he get into new shows? Does he get into binge watching? Does he get into technology? Does he even get into just watching a band? And these are things that I'm not even at that age, not nearly. I'm 29 years old, and I feel like that half the time. If anybody knows me, I'm like, eh, fuck it, that's how I am. Like, hey, do you guys want to go to the gym today? Maybe. Do you want to go see that concert tonight? Possibly. It takes a lot out of me to actually get me out of my comfort zone and do things. So was this something that was laugh out loud hysterical? No. If I were to give this a rating, to me, I'd give it maybe like a 7 out of 10, just as reviewing it. Personally, I'd probably give it an 8 because I can relate to certain things. But from somebody who's just jumping into this, it's a 7 out of 10. You'll find some of the jokes do land. Some of the jokes are kind of cringeworthy. Nothing bad, just like, you know, you sound pretty bitter right about there, bro. But then again, if you know who Marc Maron is, if you've seen his work, you kind of see who his character is. He's just done with shit. And I understand how it is to just be done with shit. Sometimes you're just working a 10-hour day, 11-hour day. You have things to do at home. You have kids to take care of. You have life to take care of, bills to get paid. And, you know, at the end of the day, you just want to sit down and just say, fuck it. Just give me a couple minutes of your time. Give me just some me time for a second. And then you got to deal with extra shit sometimes. You know, he goes into relationships and question, you know, he's in a relationship, but he's questioning why. What's the necessity of being in a relationship? Do you want to be with somebody because you have to be? Because, oh, you don't want to die alone. You don't want to grow old alone, you know, things that, you know, most people go through on a daily basis. And I like it. He's pretty fun. If you have never seen any of his work, I recommend, like I said, Glow is a great series to go to. If you want more of maybe early 2000s, late 1999 feel things, watch Almost Famous. He's great in there as well too. He has a couple of comedy specials out already, a couple of documentaries based on his life and his decisions, whether it be bad or good. You know, he's an artist. He's kind of confrontational a little bit, and you know, he's a little controversial as well too. But the same token though, you can see basically him pouring his life on stage. And any comedian does that, and especially when they're very personal on certain things and they're just letting it all hang out there, whether you're judging them or not. He feels comfortable enough to be on stage and say, this is me, fuck you, fuck me, I don't give a damn, I'm having fun doing it. And I do the same thing for this podcast. I enjoy my life, whether you like me, whether you don't, whether you think I suck, whether you think I should do better, whether you're encouraging me or putting me down, I love it. I don't give a damn half the time. So I recommend it. If it's something you guys want to see, if it's something you want to just giggle at and crack up a bit, you know, it's about an hour and a couple of minutes, hour and 10 minutes of your time. It's good to just put on while you're doing some work in the house, or just, you know, maybe cooking, or just having a lazy day and want to watch something in the afternoon. Like I said, it's not laugh out loud. This is not Kings of Comedy. Something like that right about now. But it's fun. It'll make you think, especially in the political standpoint, if you are pro Trump or right as they say, you're not gonna like this whatsoever. It's his own opinion on certain things, but then again, it's the opinion on the world. Anyway, guys, it's a short review. I'd say go check it out. It's on Netflix. Marc Maron, Too Real, and like I said, this is for a friend named Ashley. Shout out to her right there. And my bad, this is not movies like the ones you were talking about, like Why Him. I figure you've seen that already, so why am I gonna go search for the shit when you've seen it already? I mean, makes no sense. If there's things that people want to see that maybe they really haven't given it a thought, or they saw it on Netflix, or maybe they are like, hey, that's coming out in the theaters, but I really don't know if I want to see it or not, I'll do that. Because I'm the type of person that's going to go out there and say, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to watch that. I'll go on Netflix and I'll spend 2 hours if that's something you want to hear. If that's something that you need an opinion to stay away from or jump into, I'm going to do it. So just keep on bringing those comments out there. Keep on bringing those suggestions out there. I'm one to always go deep in and just say, F it, let's try to do something here. Let's do something new. Let's do something positive, progressive. Thank you guys anyway. Thank everybody who supports this. Once again, this is on Bumpers. It's a iPhone exclusive app for right now that I see that helps you do podcasts with a click of a button. Great quality, great sound. I've been banging them out left and right each week, sometimes 2 a week, 3 a week, such as this week over here. I recommend trying it out if you want to do things just like this. If anything else, you'll always find me on the Sideroom Podcast page on Facebook, on Twitter. Go email us at sideroompodcast@gmail.com. I'm always on Facebook as well too, Instagram as well too. At Pound Cake for Pops, look me up. If you have something you want to talk about, I'm always free for suggestions. Anyway, guys, I have a big week ahead of me with certain things. I'm trying to get down to this wrestling show this Saturday and do an indie review. If I do get to that, that would be great, just for the indie wrestling scene in Arizona. Thank you guys anyway, and as always, keep your mind and your eyes on the side.